Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It did. Bonte, you know, I'm kind of a sucker for power rankings and tiers and things of that nature when it comes to sports. I don't know if you saw this, but The Athletic dropped a new power rankings in the NBA. Now, it's premature. It's early. It's 2 weeks in.
Go ahead, say the Warriors are going on a deep playoff run.
I didn't say that. That's not don't put words in my mouth.
That's what I'm saying out loud. Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely. Law Murray put out a new.
Law Murray, he covers the LA Clippers. A good friend of mine. Met him at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in 2014 in Boston.
So he's credible.
In Boston. Oh, he's more than credible. Law Murray's the man.
Exactly. I thought so, too. After reading this article, do you want tier three, tier two, or tier one?
Just get him out the way. You know I don't care about power
rankings. Tier three bubble going down to up. Grizzlies 15, Nets 14, Miami Heat 13, 12 is the Knicks. The Lakers are 11. Those are the bubble teams in the bubble. Then you go to in a good place, tier two. I was like, well, maybe this is where the Warriors will be. Rockets 10, Kings 9, Denver 8, Wolves 7, Mavs 6. And then I go, well, are the Warriors going to make this list? Top tier number one contenders. Phoenix Suns number 5, Golden State Warriors number 4. Boston, Cleveland, OKC. We're in the top tier one contenders, boys. 2 weeks in. What?
Spadoni, you want to take this one?
What's wrong?
You want to take this one, Spadoni?
I'm not allowed to be excited about my team?
No.
I'm not allowed to think that they can't be a top tier one contender for more than a couple weeks?
You can believe what you want to believe. You can feel how you want to feel. You don't even know who Law Murray is. And you saw a random article in The Athletic about power rankings. This is the Warriors are fourth.
I see a headline. Spadoni, I click, and I read.
Spadoni, man.
As the resident homer when it comes to Warrior.
No, you're not a homer. No, you're the resident warrior. You're the resident warrior.
That too.
Warrior.
Yeah, that.
Well, not
makes
warrior.
Me very uncomfortable.
Warrior. Spadoni, hey. Why'd you look at me like that, Spadoni? What are you reading? Come on, give it to me, Spadoni.
Because I said the exact same thing when he read me this. He's like, yeah. I asked, first of all, who wrote this? He's like, Law Murray. I was like, who is that? I literally said
and
that.
He's like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't even know. He didn't even know whether or not he's credible.
I was like, you think of Jamal Murray from the Denver Nuggets is who you're thinking about, not Law Murray.
Well, I think it's more impressive that I know who Law Murray is and not the power rankings itself.
100%.
That I know the background and everything. And you know Law Murray.
Come on.
He goes to games. Law Murray walks around. He always has it's not a wave cap.
Okay.
But he does something to cover the front of his head. He's always walking around. Law Murray, he's a hooper, man.
I'm looking at his profile pic right now on Twitter. He might have the coolest profile pic I've ever seen with this white sunglasses and a floral suit. So there you go.
He's been covering the Clippers for a long time.
All I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes in sports you get surprised. And I'm not saying that we're there yet with the Warriors in terms of a full season of surprises. I'm not even talking playoffs, but I'm having fun. Can I just get in the inner tube and see where this river takes me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the current is going toward top one tier contenders. I mean, we're 2 weeks in. We're going to have a big gauntlet. I am so excited. So hold on. This feels like one of the biggest regular season games for the Warriors in a long, long time.
We're going to get into it. But I got to. No, I'm looking at the calendar here. No, I'm excited to.
I can't get enough Warriors stuff.
Well, I did this Warriors Now with Dalton yesterday. We were streaming yesterday at NBC, and I was like, man, this game, I can't wait for it. I read all the data, look all the highlights and everything like that. But I just want to go through the calendar here. So, before the season, you vowed and made everybody promise, even though I didn't vow with you, but that, hey, we're not talking about a deep playoff run within the first 10 games of the season.
But I didn't.
No. I'm just going down the timeline.
Talk about a deep playoff run.
You are No. You are getting closer to say it.
I am.
But and I'm not all there I'm going to say this.
I'm on the doorstep, Monte.
Boston, Cleveland, OKC. Now, Jaylen Brown's going to be out tonight with the left hip flexor strain. This would be his third straight missed game. But this is what you're dealing with the Boston Celtics.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
They're the defending champions, right? We all know that. They ran through the Eastern Conference and beat the Mavs in 5 games. Last year, they were one of the most dominant teams in league history. Check this out. They never lost more than 2 games in a row last year.
That's crazy.
It did that only 4 times all season. The Celtics finished the regular season the most efficient team offensively in NBA history, and they were the second most efficient team defensively in the league, allowing 110.6 points per game per 100 possessions. They're scoring 122 per 100 possessions. And according to NBA.com, they returned 15 players who logged 93% of their regular season minutes from last year, the highest rate for a defending champion in the last 10 years. And this is one of the rare times early this season that a Western Conference team will play to Boston. Only 4 of Boston's first 31 games to start the season are coming against the West. They're going to be East heavy. So, Here we go, Boston. They were the league's number one team when it came to three-point attempts. And they are the number one team right now when it comes to three-point attempts. They attempt 55% of their field goals from the three-point line. So what is the game plan tonight? You got to think that Chris DeMarco, Jerry Stackhouse, Steve Kerr and company, run the Celtics off the three-point line. Don't let them get up three-point attempts. That's a little basic scouting report right there as we dive deeper into this.
Well, there's so many angles to this. Like, you know, the Warriors beat a version of this Boston Celtics team just a couple of years ago in the championship, which feels like a lifetime ago. The Warriors have changed a lot since then. Boston's changed a lot since then. Those guys are in their prime. You know, some of the Warriors are maybe just slightly on the down click. Some guys are, you know, trying to reclaim their careers and whatnot. This is a great litmus test for the Warriors. And obviously you got Cleveland after that. Mm-hmm. You got OKC after that. Like, this 3-game stretch is as close to a playoff stretch. Like, I looked at the schedule. This might be the toughest 3-game stretch of the season. But I'll listen to you if you've got another one that you wanted to identify.
Well, no, it's a 5-game stretch for me. It's a 5-game stretch. It's Boston, Cleveland, OKC on the road.
Yeah.
And then you get Dallas, and then you get Memphis. And Dallas is going to be a factor in the Western Conference with Luka and Kyrie. And Luka's still not in shape yet. You can just tell. He's working himself back into shape. He uses the first couple of months to get into shape. So he's missing a lot of shots that he normally hits just watching the Dallas Mavericks. But and then you get Memphis with Ja Morant, who were trying to reclaim their you know, their stake in the Western Conference. So this five-game stretch I'm looking at, maybe one of the toughest five-game stretches, but we'll see later down the line how things play
shake out.
But for the meantime, for this team, look, they beat Portland, they beat Utah, they beat Washington, they beat the Pelicans twice. And, of course, they beat the Rockets. These are true barometer games. We're going to see just how good or just where the Warriors are at tonight, Friday, and Sunday. That excites me because I don't know how good they are. I don't know whether they're a tier one or tier two or tier three team. I don't know that. I think it's a little premature to be doing power rankings in the NBA. At least wait a month. I mean, geez, Louise, we need content that bad. But I'll take it. And they're doing what they need to do. You control how you play, not who you play. You control how you play and who you play. Right now, the form is good with the Golden State Warriors.
Here's kind of my setting on the whole thing, B. I don't know how good they are. But boy, it feels really good to have hope and optimism, right? And I think that that's kind of like the number one thing that I've felt watching this team through, again, seven games. I'm not here to say that it's the end all be all, but like it just feels different. And I'm hopeful that they put together a competitive, good game. And I want to see some back and forth between the Celtics and the Warriors, because I think there's a little bit of bitterness toward Boston fans and Draymond, Boston fans and Steph, Boston fans and Steve Kerr. So I think this is a great opportunity, and this is a team, Boston, that we all know is not just elite. They're deep. They're still hungry. They're in their primes. I don't know. This is going to be fun. I'm so pumped for the Warriors, man. I can't get enough of it. I wonder who out there is with me. Like, I'm not saying we're the best. I'm not saying, I don't even think, do I think we're the fourth best team in the league? Probably not. Like, I'm being real. Like, probably not. But you know what? Like, the fact we're even discussing that and that people are writing about it who are credible, who knows Bonte, like, that matters. Who's with me?
That's the funniest thing, though.
I drive the trolley because
you get in the back seat, you buckle up, because Lord knows if we go through a little bit of turbulence, our pants hands are falling off. No, we're not going to do that.
I was worried.
Hey, Spinoni, man. I'm fired up for this game.
Excuse me for being excited about the Warriors. No, sue me. You only have the franchise's greatest player of all time. Excuse me. We only got Buddy Hield, who's the greatest fit ever. We only got Draymond Green having a career renaissance. Like, I don't know. Other than that, though, you know, vibes are at an all-time high. Kuminga, maybe the best bench player not named Lively in the league right now. Like, there are some problems with some of these contenders. You referenced Dallas.
Giannis, you still want him?
Well, Dallas is having problems with their starting five right now. And so, like they're basically a -9 with that group overall.
All right. The plus minus thing.
I'm just saying the average of minus nine. Like, it's not good.
That's pretty lame.
Well, Denver has bench problems. Like, some of the teams that are really, really good are also figuring it out right now. Yeah. And I'm not saying that they're not going to be there at the end. I'm just saying, like, just keep stacking chips, baby.
I can't get over
top
the Law
tier Murray one
thing.
Contenders.
I can't get over the Law Murray
thing. Just win, baby.
Spinelli goes, I don't even know who Law Murray is. And Shasta goes, yeah, I don't either. I don't even.
Don't let
I
us
just
beat
saw
Boston.
Power ranking.
Don't let us beat Boston.
Oh, my gosh.
You let us beat Boston, and you watch the strut I got coming in tomorrow.
Well, no Jaylen Brown definitely helps, right?
Third straight game, he's going to miss with a left flexor strain.
My Warrior fans don't know anything about injuries.
But you know what, though?
I mean, cry me a river.
You know what, though? I'm not mad at it. Because Draymond will still be talking that talk. Back in 2022, the NBA Finals.
I love how excited you are.
I am excited. I've been excited since training camp. I'm glad you're with me now. I'm glad you're riding with me now.
You know, the Wolves made a trade, and I don't think they're better. You know, I'm looking at Denver, and I'm looking at their bench, and they've got some issues. I still think they're going to – these are teams that are still going to be there when it's all said and done.
No, Denver's not going to be there when it's all said and done, because I don't know if you were paying attention last night. Eric Gordon is going to be out for a while.
I didn't see that. No, you missed it. I had seven four-year-olds and younger running around getting pizza all over my house.
Eric Gordon, where is it at? He's got a calf strain, and he's going to be out.
Oh.
He's going to be out for quite some time as my internet is a little wonky.
After
here.
Just signing a mega deal.
Yeah.
He's had a tough
He's had a tough season because tough offseason. You know, unfortunately, he lost his brother, Drew Gordon, who's, by the way, from San Jose as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric Gordon's going to be out for how long is he going to be out? I want to say 4 to 6. He's out multiple weeks with the calf strain. Shams Charania have reported that yesterday. Calf strain, you know how that is, especially in basketball. It's going to be out a few weeks.
And that lingered with GP2 for quite some time.
Yes, exactly. So Denver, I don't worry about Denver. I think Denver's going to slip tremendously in the Western Conference. The Western Conference right now is Oklahoma City.
You're writing off.
Phoenix Suns.
I'm trying to keep up. You're writing off Denver.
Yeah, writing off Denver.
Okay.
OKC, Phoenix are right there at the top.
Okay, you believe in Phoenix thus far?
Thus far, they've got some good wins.
They got a rookie that's shooting like crazy.
They got some good wins. Okay. Tyus Jones has been good for them off the bench. They had a big win against the Lakers.
Yeah.
Big win against the Lakers. So they're playing well. They beat Dallas.
Okay. So this is Bonte's power rankings.
I'm not power ranking anything. Don't quote me on this. No. I don't do power rankings.
All right, so what is
I don't
this?
Do power
so
rankings. I'm just saying, teams in the Western Conference that I'm looking at.
Okay, Western Conference team.
Minnesota. Don't get caught up in the power rankings, man. It's 2 weeks into the season.
Okay. You got Phoenix. So who else, Bonte, you have in your bubble?
That's about it right now in the West. But you know what, though? I don't know. Because teams are injured. Teams got guys getting in and out of lineup. Like Sacramento, for example. Do I believe in the Kings? Not really, but they've got to work through DeRozan issues. How to fit in DeRozan with the starting five? How does it affect De'Aaron Fox late in games? Memphis, they got Marcus Smart and Ja Morant. Where's Desmond Bane at? Where's Jaren Jackson Jr. at? Where's Zach Edey at?
The
Ja highlights are amazing.
Oh, my God,
Minnesota. You mentioned the trade with Minnesota. They're trying to work Julius Randle in. Dante DiVincenzo.
A new role.
Naz Reid coming off the bench. Where's Rudy Gobert at? Mike Conley Jr.'s getting older. So are these young guards on that team, Dillinger and Shannon Jr. from Illinois, are they going to impact the season towards the tail of the season? I don't know, but it's so early. Every team is sorting out. And let's be real, I'm a homer when it comes to the Warriors. I am. I believe all the time.
Wait, what?
I'm a homer when it comes to the Warriors all the time.
No way.
Yeah, all the time. However, I'm going to sit here and recognize the fact that they haven't really beat anybody yet.
I agree.
They haven't beat anybody yet.
That's why you don't want to let us beat Boston.
Well, no, that's why I'm eager to see these next three games. Now, you can talk that talk and you want to... Dude, if they beat Boston, deep playoff run's coming, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's coming.
I might suspend my own rule.
Well, look at this. Look at this. The Rockets yesterday, they beat the Knicks.
Hey.
Or Monday night, they beat the Knicks.
Bonte, Rockets are 10 on this list. Power rankings. So that might end up being a good win by the end of the week. I mean, they're a team that's quote-unquote in tier two in a good place.
Now, this is a big game because I've actually thought about the pregame outfit. More than I need to think about it.
What are you wearing?
I don't know. 650 is asking me Comcast Business Text Line. Is it a dress shoes or sneakers tonight?
Yeah, I think it's dress shoes.
Well, I haven't worn sneakers yet all season.
So. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.